HarperCollins presents The A to Z of Us by Hannah Doyle. Read by Kitty Kelly and Philip Stevens.
Art Exhibition. Alice. There's crap everywhere. Hair bubbles. Half a baby bell. A lipstick with the lid missing. In the middle of the mess sits my best friend, frantically excavating the contents of her bag. She seems oblivious to the fact she's just silenced an entire art exhibition by shouting, "You absolute tool!" into the room, and yet the once noisy venue is now pin drop quiet, all eyes turned on her as she props up the bar. I suppose art lovers aren't used to being interrupted by angry blonde women like this. The soles of my trainers squeak as I rush over to her from the other side of the room. Sensing that someone is coming to her aid, the crowd turn back to one another and resume their lofty chat, which is a relief all round because by the time I reach Natalie's side, I can hear that she's peppering the air with some choice expletives. Even the unflappable bartender looks a bit nervous.
"Hey, what's wrong?"
I puff, regretting the canapés I stuffed into my mouth before making the mad dash over here. My best friend turns wild eyes to mine and then flicks them back in the direction of her phone, nestled in amongst the mess on the bar.
"Alice, I liked it," she says, clawing at the sleeves of my dress. "I liked it."
I take a closer look. On Natalie's screen is an Instagram photo of her snuggled up to Jake, a couple of backpacks next to them as they stand at an airport's departures lounge. I note with alarm that it was posted in 2019. This is not good news.
"You remember when Jake and I went to Venice not long after we got together? Well, I just accidentally liked a photo of that trip. I mean, it was literally taken in a different decade. What am I going to do?"
"It's okay," I soothe. "Just double tap it."
"I've been trying."
She stabs at her phone so hard, I'm worried she's going to poke a hole through it.
"The screen is frozen, so now this big red heart is glaring at me. Why did the people of Instagram have to choose a heart? It's so emotional. What's wrong with the good old-fashioned thumbs up of Facebook? Aren't they owned by the same company anyway? I've basically just told my ex-boyfriend that I love an old photo of us, so now..."
Having apparently run out of words, my best friend holds her bag aloft in exasperation. "Now you're searching for your passport so you can leave the country immediately and be free from the shame of it all?" I suggest.
"Exactly."
"Right. Breathe," I rally. "You won't find your passport in there. It's probably in a box back at my house you've labelled personal with your label maker, tucked safely away in a folder called Private Docs, subcategory Travel.
Now is not the time to mock me for being organised," she huffs, slightly manic.
"Just trying to lighten the mood. I have never seen you happier than when that label maker arrived, but that's not the point right now. Let me help you fix this." I give her a squeeze, and together we restart Nat's phone, open Instagram back up, and finally manage to unlock the pic. Natalie slumps her head into her hands.
"Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you. You've been my rock through this split. I'm not sure I'd still be standing without you, let alone have somewhere to live. It just sucks that now Jake knows I've been deep-sea diving through his timeline like a pathetic ex-girlfriend."
"You are not pathetic," I say firmly, pulling up a bar stool next to her.
"Look around you, Nat. This entire evening is down to you. You are a brilliant events planner and you should be incredibly proud of yourself for achieving this.
I've never seen such a busy art exhibition, and even the snooty art crowd here are impressed with it.
Also, the tiny food you organised is delicious. Only successful people organise tiny food. Have you had a tiny taco yet?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?